Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. You know, sometimes life feels like one giant tangled mess of emotions, right? We get hurt, we hold grudges, and before we know it, those negative feelings can fester and poison our relationships with ourselves and others. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can help untangle that mess. Forgiveness. Now, I'm not talking about letting people walk all over you or condoning their actions. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment so you can move forward with clarity and peace. It's a gift you give yourself, even if the person who wronged you doesn't deserve it. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand and harness the power of forgiveness. First off, forgiveness is not about condoning bad behavior. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you. Think about it like this. You're carrying around a heavy backpack full of negative emotions. It weighs you down, makes it harder to walk, and prevents you from seeing the beauty around you. Forgiveness is like taking that backpack off your shoulders, a massive weight lifted. Second, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional guidance. Be patient with yourself and remember that healing is not linear. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel progress, and moments where you slip back into old patterns. Just keep going. Third, forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You can forgive someone without having to be friends with them or let them back into your life. Forgiveness is about releasing the negativity within you, not necessarily repairing the relationship. Fourth, focusing on your own growth and well-being is key. Instead of dwelling on what happened, channel that energy into becoming a better version of yourself. Learn from the experience, set boundaries, and create healthy habits that support your emotional health. And finally, remember that forgiveness isn't about excusing the other person's actions, it's about choosing not to let their actions define you. You have the power to choose how you react to situations, even challenging ones. Now, let me share a real-life example. Ever had a friend backstab you? That gut punch feeling when someone you trusted betrays your confidence. It's like being stabbed in the back, leaving you feeling angry, betrayed, and hurt. It's natural to want revenge or to hold on to that anger for years. But what if I told you that holding on to that resentment is only hurting you? Think about it. You're carrying around this burden of anger, constantly replaying the hurtful moment in your mind. It keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from fully enjoying the present and building new, healthy relationships. Forgiveness doesn't erase what happened, it simply allows you to move forward without being weighed down by negativity. It's like letting go of a tight fist, releasing the grip on pain so you can open your hands and embrace the possibilities that lie ahead. So remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongdoings, it's about choosing peace, growth, and freedom. It's a powerful tool that can heal relationships, strengthen your personal resilience, and ultimately lead to a more fulfilling life. Don't just listen to this episode, actually practice forgiveness. Start by identifying the situations and people where you're holding on to anger or resentment. Even small steps like acknowledging these feelings and choosing to let go of them can make a huge difference. Remember, you are in control of your emotional well-being. Choose peace, choose growth, choose forgiveness. And that's a wrap for today. Remember to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's keep the discussion going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.